God's grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. St. Paul walks into Athens. He checks out the city. He walks around. He sees what kind of culture they have and all the idols that they are worshiping, the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers. They took him to the Areopagus, the hill of Ares, the Greek god of thunder and war. They wanted to know more about this strange teaching that he was talking about in terms of Jesus and the resurrection. And he said, good pastoral advice before you preach your first sermon wherever God calls you, "For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Now, what you worship is something unknown. I am going to proclaim to you." And he goes on, "The God who made the world and everything in it, being the Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God in hope that they might feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us. In him we live and move and have our being. As even some of your own poets have said, 'For we indeed are his offspring,' because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." Now, when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, but others said, "We will hear you again about this." You see, St. Paul didn't grind his axe in the pulpit. He just simply stood up at the Areopagus. He was a pastor. He took the people where they were at. I mean, he knows what the city was like. He took a walk. He just didn't go into the church and just start laying it on them. He knew what was going on around. He stated the facts of the creation and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Paul doesn't soften the biblical narrative at all on the creation, connecting it certainly to the resurrected Christ. He tells it like God is. Pastor Paul, he covers it all. When we are concerned, and I really like this story, when we're concerned about how we talk to people who are unbelievers in terms of the whole biblical narrative of living the life of Christ in this world, what God teaches us from Genesis to Revelation, or perhaps we have people who are concerned about, is this real? Is God real? Is the creation real? Is the resurrection real? Share St. Paul's sermons. To me, this is really classic planting the seed and watering it. And as Luther would say, you leave the results to God. Paul is clear. We are dependent on God. No doubt about it. He is our creator. We are his creatures. He is the God who took on human flesh, left his heavenly home to live and die and live again on his good earth, and we are his redeemed sons and daughters. In him we live and move and have our being. Yes, we look around. We look around and we see that God in Christ created all that is above in the heavens and below here on earth and in the water. And we look around, and what do we see? We see mankind living in sin, denying the existence of Yahweh of Sabaoth, living off idols of self, greed, arrogance, elective abortion, New Age pantheism, neo-paganism, and much, much more. We see that the corrupted body and soul of mankind did all of this and more. And yes, we look around and we see all of this. And here is the Spirit of God takes us to the empty cross, the empty tomb, wherein God in Christ is resurrected and breathes into us the breath of life of the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and eternal life. Indeed, when some persons that you are around seem to struggle with the role of faith in farming science, I certainly encourage you to remember Paul's sermon in the Areopagus, especially with these concluding comments about the resurrection of the dead. Some, like Richard Dawkins and others, will mock this account. They will mock it. They will mock it. But others will say this to you, by the presence of the Holy Spirit, we will hear you again. Pastor Paul tells it like God is, and the word of the Lord doesn't return to him empty, but accomplishes the purpose for which he sent it. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.